Hello and welcome to Guide the Truce 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached episode 197. So today we are talking about impossible mission or a possible mission. You know, we are only given a mission if it's believable, you'll make it so. So really, what is a mission? I mean, there are many explanations of what a mission is. It could be an important assignment given to a person, a group, or even an organization who create a mission statement for what they are wanting to achieve. Typically involving travel abroad and anywhere else necessary generally to achieve that mission's purpose. So, you know, it can be a personal mission, it could be a group, or it could be an organization. So it can be a vocation or a calling of a religious or spiritual organization also, especially a Christian one, where, you know, if you are called to the faith, that you then go out into the world and you spread its word. And it can be a strongly felt aim. It could be a mission, can also be an ambition towards a goal and an outcome. It could also be identified by an action, a service, or a product. And it obviously, as I mentioned before, a mission statement explaining the why that this mission even exists. So you are the organization of operations for the change needed. Okay, so yeah, I mean, as you can see, a mission can be for all sorts of reasons, including those who are high in spiritual faith. So in the previous chapter, which we discussed already, in the modules from 191 or 190 through, we asked the questions of ourselves. We asked, why do we exist? These were the three questions I, you know, got you to write down and to really think about it and really write those deep meanings, why we exist, who we are, and why we're even here. And, you know, what is it that we are doing here? And then we ask them again. Yeah, so we just keep repeating that. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Sometimes when you lose that motivation, you lose that inspiration, if we go back to that mission statement or those three questions, it really then drives us to then, okay, right, to get motivated again, to get inspired again, and to really grab and grasp the reason why you started in the first place. Chapter 5 was about purpose, if you remember. Without purpose, we have no mission or vision. Okay, so we still need to have that deep purpose. What is the purpose? So that we can then create the mission and the vision. Some may say they have the vision first, that then creates the purpose and then the mission. You know, either. It's just semantics, really. So, you know, this is why we touch on all three, purpose, vision, and mission. And some say that vision drives the mission and the purpose. So, you know, it can swing in roundabouts. Either way, they're all as important as each other. Some may say one drove them to the other two and vice versa. I believe, though, that without purpose and without reason for this actual existence, so that first question I got you to ask, why are we here? I don't think there is a mission or a vision. You know, that purpose is rooted in you. You were born with that. It's an innate ability that all human beings have. We are born for a purpose. Now, again, not all will believe that. Some believe that you create that purpose throughout your life, and that's okay. That's fine. But we still need that mission. We still need a vision. Some believe that through life, you're called to a mission. And I found that in my life quite a few times. However, I always had the vision and I always had a deeper purpose, and I think that's what triggers it. So, very big questions for you to think about today. If you haven't written those three questions down, please go back. I'm pretty sure it's episode 195 or 194. And those three questions just for now is why we exist, who we are, and why we are here. Then we can look at the mission, purpose, and vision. Okay, so they're big questions, deep thinking, and yes, why is this relevant? It's very relevant. If you're stuck right now, if you're not living the life you know you should be living, if you're not achieving the results that you know you can, but you're just not reaching them, this is why. This is the homework. This is going to give you that deeper reasoning to why these results and things you want to achieve are not happening, okay? And you can't lie to me. I know, I've been through it myself. So you're sitting there, you may be rolling your eyes going, oh, I've either heard this a million times or I don't really see how this is relevant. How is this going to get me more clients? How is this going to make me $1 million? How is this going to get me the car that I want? You know, how is this going to help my relationship? Well, you know, if you actually do the program that I'm actually giving you, because it's proven and tested, then you will understand that these questions are very important. And unless you have your fundamentals down right, and unless you have them solid and secure, nothing else will follow. Okay? So go away, think about it, work on those three things, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.